Prisoner on the run! One of them shouted, and the others quickly turned in her direction. The flash of movement activated the instincts drilled into their brains during training. It didn't matter that she was a 17-year-old girl. They'd been programmed to look past the flowing blonde hair and wide blue eyes that had always made people want to protect Glass. All they saw was an escaped convict. Glass threw herself through the door, ignoring the angry shouts that rose up in her wake. She hurtled down the passageway that led back to Phoenix, her chest heaving, her breath coming in ragged gasps.
"You! Stop right there!"
a guard shouted, his footsteps echoing behind her, but she didn't pause. If she ran fast enough, and if the luck that had been eluding her all her life made a final, last-minute appearance, maybe she could see Luke one last time. And maybe, just maybe, she could get him to forgive her. Gasping, Glass staggered down a passageway bordered by unmarked doors. Her right knee buckled, and she grabbed onto the wall to catch herself. The corridor was beginning to grow blurry. She turned her head and could just make out the shape of an air vent. Glass hooked her fingers under one of the slats and pulled. Nothing happened. With a groan, she pulled again and felt the metal grate give. She yanked it open, revealing a dark, narrow tunnel full of ancient-looking pipes. Glass pulled herself onto the small ledge, then scooted along on her stomach until there was room to bring her knees up to her chest. The metal felt cool against her burning skin. With her last milligram of strength, she crept deeper into the tunnel and closed the vent behind her. She strained her ears for signs of pursuit, but there was no more shouting, no more footsteps, only the desperate thud of her heart. Glass blinked in the near darkness, taking stock of where she was. The cramped space extended straight in both directions, thick with dust. It had to be one of the original air shafts from before the colony built their new air circulation and filtration systems. Glass had no idea where it would lead, but she was out of options. She started to crawl forward. After what felt like hours, her knees numb and her hands burning, she reached a fork in the tunnel. If her sense of direction was right, then the tunnel on the left would lead to Phoenix, and the other would run parallel to the skybridge, onto Walden, and toward Luke. Luke, the boy she loved, who she'd been forced to abandon all those months ago, who she'd spent every night in confinement thinking about, so desperate for his touch that she'd almost felt the pressure of his arms around her. She took a deep breath and turned to the right, not knowing if she was headed toward freedom or certain death.